Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Well, it is Theme Thursday.
It's Theme Thursday.
Where anything goes.
Anything goes. And, you know, when we talk about technology, you know, you think about, you know, kind of geeky guys and girls.
And gals.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. You know, we're known for a couple things. The geeky lot of us are known for computers, technology, and coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah, and true to form, we do drink a lot of coffee in our office, and we tend to complain if the coffee's not right, and we tend to complain if our, you know, I mean, we're picky.
We're
tough customers.
We are picky, and not just, you know, not just buying from, say, a local coffee shop, but we get our beans a lot of times from the local shops.
We order the beans.
If they're out, we order them online,
special
place, and if they're not quite right, boy.
Or if they're not there on time,
uh-huh.
It's an ugly thing.
We run out, oh no.
That's right. So, you know, flavored coffee creamers, which I don't use flavored coffee creamers, although it does sound good. I don't really drink that much coffee myself.
Yeah.
I like it, though. I try not to drink too much. So, recently, some of our team members have started experimenting with making their own flavored creamers.
This is really cool because creamer can actually be pretty pricey.
Absolutely. And you can find a lot of this, as our team members do, all these ideas online.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the recipes start with a similar base, and then you add flavors of choice. So we're going to kind of walk you through this a little bit.
Right. So first, simply, you're going to find an old mason jar. Most of us have that somewhere in our home.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, my granddaddy now, what he did with an old mason jar didn't have anything to do with coffee creamer.
All right.
Just teasing. Just a little joke.
So you find yourself an old mason jar with a lid. That's important. Make sure you have the lid. And you're going to put in that jar 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. And then also 1 3/4 cups of milk or cream. Either one goes, whatever your preference is.
Yeah, cream would be great, I think.
Yeah, so that's your base, okay?
Sure.
And then the fun part, you get to add flavors.
Interesting. So if you want to keep it really simple, you can buy some of the, like the Torani is a brand.
I get that for my coffee a lot.
Yeah, of flavoring. Those are the flavors that they have in coffee houses.
Yes. So that's the simple,
right,
easy way out, which is just fine. No judgment.
That's right. Exactly.
But you might want to make your own. And let's say you like French vanilla. Just add 2 teaspoons of real vanilla extract.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Maybe you're hungry for a little bit of chocolate almond, kind of a candy bar flavor.
That sounds good, too.
Add 1 tablespoon cocoa powder and 1 teaspoon almond extract.
Ah, and then here's one that I want, strudel.
Mm.
Yes, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of almond extract.
Yum, yum. So you're starting to see, I think, the...
Possibilities.
The possibilities.
Yeah, they're
trends
really,
here.
Absolutely.
Take some extracts, take some powders, some different flavors. Throw them together to make different combinations.
Absolutely, yeah. That sounds like an interesting idea. And, you know, you really can use your imagination, create your own.
I mean,
you can experiment.
We really want to hear what you come up with, because I think some of you out there really will have some good ideas.
Absolutely.
So send them to us at questions@askmpa.com. Or even if you just want the list of the recipes I've got here, we've shared today, and we've got more, just ask us at questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.